Okay, so it's we'd like to begin our Sevier County Commission meeting. It's January 26th in the year 2026, and so we're here to start our commission meeting. In attendance today, we have all three commissioners. We have Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown, Malcolm Nash, our administrative director. We have Casey Jukes, our county attorney, and Steve Wall, our clerk auditor. We've asked Commissioner Brown to lead us in a prayer and a pledge.
Thank you. Our Father in heaven, we begin this commission meeting this day with gratitude in our hearts for all thy blessings. We're thankful for the moisture. We're thankful for all the good people that live here. Thankful for the support that we have in this nice place we have to meet in. Thankful for all that thou blesses us with. We pray with understanding and discernment that we can make choices that will benefit the constituents of the county and those who have special needs, and a special blessing to be upon all of our department heads for all that they do to do their job adequately and well. We appreciate them and pray for their safety and support that we can help them. Again, we pray for blessings and more moisture and those that we stand in need of. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. First off, I think what we need to do is take care of any correspondence and maybe any business that needs to be brought before the commission today. Commissioner Jensen.
We all, I mean, kind of speaking for all of us here, was able to attend the Capitol, the UAC Day on the Hill on Wednesday last week. Good thing to be up there. We all spent at least one day. I spent a couple. I think Commissioner Brown was up there for three, working with our legislators, and it's good to make sure that we're there. As they say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So we need to be up there at the table, and I'll be going up each week for the remainder part of the session.
Thank you, Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Brown?
Yeah, just a little bit further. I did stay a couple extra days. Pushback on House Bill 48 on the WUI map and things that is causing our residents problems. We have a lot of widespread support throughout UAC and the other counties, so I think we might gain some ground on that. Also, Friday morning in the Cowboy Caucus, why Travis Kill reported on their Ag Park, the Six County Ag Park, and everything that's going on there, so it was a good thing. Made a lot of good contacts and some support up there. So,
okay, thank you. I really have nothing. I guess, Malcolm, do you want to report on the economic entrepreneurship thing?
Last week, the Economic Development Office program, primarily with Mallory coordinating that, worked with the Small Business Development Centers to sponsor a pitch competition for people who were in a small business or wanted to expand or start one. And they made a pitch to some judges, kind of a controlled setting. You know, they had three slides and 90 seconds to make their pitch. So they had to be very concentrated about their words. And we had nine present. All of them were great ideas. I think all of them were operating. They're just looking to expand. And so four were awarded some cash prize. The two highest will go on to a regional competition, I think. It was a good event. A lot of people, we had about 30 people in the audience participating or watching the participation, and it was a good event.
Great. I thought it was good, too. I was able to kind of view it. I think it's a good thing to happen in our area. It's as Malcolm noted in that meeting, economic growth in our county can come in multiple ways, and sometimes it comes from growth of businesses in our county, and so that was a way to hear what those businesses might grow into, so to speak. So, Casey?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Steve? Okay. With that, then, we'd move into our agenda. First item on the agenda is the minutes of the January 12th work session and the commission meeting.
After reviewing the minutes, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the work session for January 12th.
Second.
Move and second that we approve those minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Those minutes are approved unanimous. Okay, the next item is to consider an amended Central Valley Interlocal Road Maintenance Agreement. And Brody and Wes, maybe we have that in our packet. Do you want to, either of you want to take a minute and kind of go over any of the information here that we're looking at on this? It looks like an amended interlocal agreement here. So, come both of you come up, yeah.
Pretty simple for this one.
Okay.
Just maintain the bike path that goes through Central Valley.
Okay.
But we just didn't have that on the interlocal agreement yet.
Okay.
The maintenance part?
This portion, yeah.
The maintenance part was on the agreement.
Everything, yeah. I don't think it was. Yeah.
So it's this portion here.
So we're picking up that portion in their interlocal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Small amendment then, but
yeah. Nothing major.
Well, you've come well prepared to show us where it is, too. That's good. So.
Did they bring that up?
We caught it.
You caught it.
Looks like the same thing. It's supposed to be the roof's problem.
Okay.
Well, you're picking up a few of these wonderful additions through the county, and you're doing a great job maintaining them, and we appreciate it. And road departments kind of get stretched more and more every year, but seems like you guys are equal to the task, and we appreciate that. So your recommendation would be just what's the recommendation then on this one, just to then approve this this amended agreement then, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, so moved.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved that we then take the recommended approval to the amended Central Valley Interlocal Road Maintenance Agreement. And all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes unanimous. Okay. Craig, all right. New hires, possibly.
New hires.
Yes.
Seems like we do this a little more consistently lately. have three new hires. First is Lillian Ney. She is a paramedic full-time with the ambulance department. Her hire date was January 19th. Grade 15 at $25.74 an hour, full-time non-exempt. We have Casey Christensen, who was hired as a nutrition driver for the senior nutrition program, and she's over in Salina. Her hire date was the 21st of January, grade 7 at $20.02 an hour, part-time, non-exempt. And then we have Austin Pato, who's hired as a deputy sheriff recruit with the sheriff's office. Hire date is today, the 26th, grade 15.2 at $27.51, full-time, non-exempt.
Okay.
The sheriff and the other one, are they replacements?
They're all replacements. They're all replacements. Yes. Yep.
The EMS, were we able to hire from one of our EMS staff?
Correct.
Awesome.
Yep. We had a full timer retire, and so this was to replace that person, and we pulled from our on call
those
deal. That were interested. So. Yep.
Good questions. Any other questions for Craig then? If not, I'll accept a motion to approve these new hires.
I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation of new hires from our HR department.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve the recommendation given to us by Craig. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That those recommendations are approved unanimous. So.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I just have you sign
them. We'll get them, yeah. We'll have a department head meeting here.
No,
so.
I just have you sign
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beans, that it's not quite 1:45, we would need to probably take care of a couple of other items first before we move into the public hearing.
I'll bet they'll be here for the fair contract. Might want to jump down.
We wouldn't be able to take care of that one because those people, let's see. So consider the surplus property items. Can we jump down in the agenda to that one then for just a minute? That's down the list of ways. And we have that in our packet. If you want to just take a minute and look that over real quick.
Motion to approve the surplus request.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve this listing of surplus items in the county, authorizing their disposal. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That list is approved. I think that brings us down to the next item, and we probably could take a look at this one before our public. Jessica's here.
We're just way ahead.
We're way ahead on the schedule, so we can't start public hearings for a few more minutes. Are you prepared to talk about the vendor management contract?
Yes.
Why don't we have you do that right now, if you wouldn't mind, then, so.
Okay, so you guys should have in front of you a copy of the vendor management contract. We actually had this last year in place. We're just renewing it again for this year. Casey has reviewed it twice now. Sorry, Casey.
That's okay.
And he said that everything looked fine. It's for all the vendors, which I got. The State of Utah Tax Commission, I got that the Sevier County Fair approved. They actually sent me back the approval. And then I'll send that with this contract to Liz, who will be handling all of our vendors.
Okay. And your recommendation would be we're good with this one as well then?
Yeah, I don't have a position on accepting or approving. I guess that comes more from her, but it, like, as far as legal, anything concerning, I didn't see anything concerning.
Okay. There, so. Good.
Motion to approve the management contract.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the vendor management contract for 2026 and in our Sevier County Fair. All of those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. Thank you, Jessica.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we will start the public hearing in just a minute. Before we do, it's my proposal that we have three public hearings to then have today. I'm going to propose, and this can be changed if we need to, but I'm going to propose that we would accept a motion to move from commission meeting into a public hearing, then handle each public hearing. We'll be closing the public hearing and then reopening a public hearing down the list until we have the three public hearings held. And then at that time, we would move back into commission meeting and then take care of any action that we felt that we deemed necessary by item. Then we move down the list again. If there is action that we need to take, we would take care of the action after moving back into commission meeting at the end of the three public hearings. Is that workable? Okay. With that, then I'd accept a motion to move from commission meeting to public hearing. Then, so
I'll make a motion to move from commission meeting to public hearing for Sevier County Code Title VII.
Okay.
You're going to do all three of them, right?
What we'll do is we'll have to do each public hearing separately. So we'll have to open a public hearing and then close a public hearing.
Okay. Second.
And then, yeah. But the motion to move into public hearing has been moved, and you're seconded. So all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous.